Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's funny you said generational. I was just going to say, I don't use that word, but with him, you have to, because he's what, 270? He has the speed of a 240-pound man, and he has the power of a 300-pound man. That's just weird. It's alien-like. And that's a one of one. Like a Dexter Lawrence is one of one. You don't have a guy 340 pounds getting that many sacks inside with double teams. And the thing about Myles Garrett is you can really sort of assess your entire offensive plan to him, stop him, and you still can't do it. If you can get that guy, if you have the cap space to do it, which I know the Bills are sort of in arrears with their cap situation right now, that could take a lot of interesting math. But certainly if you could get Myles Garrett, there's no question about that. That changes your entire defense. He's one of those very few guys who can do that all by himself.
Doug Farrar on One Bills Live. I heard that. And is it possible to be double sold? I'm triple sold. I'm quadruple sold. I couldn't be more sold on do what it takes for that blue chip stud. The Bills have done a pretty good job of finding, you know, later round picks and mid round picks and plugging them into defense. That's pretty good. And this current state, they need somebody to be a game wrecker. And if they go, oh, go get that one. Perfect. So that's Doug Farrar. And sell you on that, right?
just all sounds perfect. All of it.
Yep.
I don't know what stops them really from doing it. If he really becomes available to where the point the Browns are taking offers.
The main thing I think it represents is, and this is kind of where we are. Last year was the transition year for the Bills, and they still have some work to do on the cap. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. But shouldn't it just be all in all the time now? Shouldn't this be a 4-year period, 3 to 4 year period of the remaining years of Josh Allen's physical prime?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to predict Allen won't be a super freak athlete at 31, but there's just reason to think that maybe you have 4 years like this.
This is his age 29 season coming up.
Yeah, so
4 years from now at his age 30, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's unrealistic at all to expect at 33 it's going to be harder for him to jump over people. I'm not saying he still couldn't do it, but you never know, right? Like, he's maybe the greatest athlete at the position ever, like for his size especially.
Yep.
Ross Tucker's called him that, and you don't have a lot of precedent for it. Cam Newton
broke down.
He also, though, had like a car accident that kind of helped carry that along.
I mean, I'm thinking about Mahomes for this, just because Mahomes has had a series of injuries, and his sack avoidance, which used to be elite, went down quite a bit this year. I don't know what that's related to.
Yeah.
But with Allen, we all agree, right? No one's sitting here saying trust the process right now. At least I feel like you shouldn't be.
No, let's go.
You should be all hands on deck, all in, all the way. Mortgage the future is a phrase that gets used a lot in spots like this. And of course the Bills should be? I mean, should they be at the, with where the Rams were, which is bleep them picks? What's the argument against it? You might find some good players in the first round. You might bolster a defense. You're going to get picks anyway. You're going to whatever. The Garrett idea makes a lot of sense, even at a big price, even at a lot of compensation given up for it. It makes a ton of sense. And you might not want a 29-year-old Myles Garrett. You might want a 26-year-old Myles Garrett. Well, you can't have that. Nobody can. The Browns had that. Yeah. And you've got Allen. It really is time to strike. It's you know, you get me at my most fired up about this. It's not time to experiment with an offense that can do it without talent. It's time to go. This is an offseason where it's go, go, go. I had somebody send me a couple different threads of rookie wide receivers yesterday, and I think the offense is about one really good receiver away, but I find myself getting sheepish at sitting here and banging the drum for receiver again because they seem to take so much pride in doing offense without them, which I still don't think is exactly a great idea. They've got a great line. They've got really good backs. Their tight ends exist. they exist.
That's kind of how it is right now. Yeah, for all that.
So I don't. I'm hoping for a big offseason where it's clear. Oh yeah, they pushed right back in. They were 3 points away. I kind of want to think of all the things that Bean said. If you would say, I would take down three minutes to play with Josh Allen every time. Okay, that means you're darn close. If you're that close, that is a push in moment.
Mm-hmm.
Chips in the table. Spend what it takes. I'm not going to be too geeked about a quiet offseason where there are just cagey signings and we're all talking ourselves into why this defensive tackle that played 2 years as a backup in L.A. with the Chargers is going to be a big difference maker. I don't want to do that. I want to go big.
Even if we've kind of admitted, like, they could do none of – they could do quiet offseason, you know, cagey picks and still win 13 games way we completely expect them
to. I fully expect them to. But it's not going to be about winning 13 anymore. It's about winning four.
It's
about four in the postseason, maybe three if they get a bye.
It's about – yeah. And not just even about the Chiefs. Like, Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals – like those teams, it's not automatic you'll get back to the conference championship game. I mean, look how close the margin of error was against the Ravens the week before. You got to get back there too. You can say I'll take being down three to Mahomes in the AFC championship game against the Chiefs every time, but you got to keep going just to make sure you're even getting back to that spot in the first place, and then to do better at all. Because they've beaten you four times. So, yeah, like all the context of where they are, Allen's age is actually really good to mention. Like, I didn't realize this was his age 29 season coming up. Like, are Bills fans going to be like, are going to have a moment the day he turns 30 if they haven't won yet? And they go, he's 30. We got to get going here. He's 30.
Yeah.
Ah, like, what the heck? Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to see them push all the way in. And I also have faith that they are going to do something like that. I don't expect them to have a quiet offseason. I know they're sitting right there on spot check with like the third least cap space at the moment, but they got their maneuvering to do, and Bean is, you know, throw up the sunglasses pick. Like, I feel like I've got a lot of confidence that they're not going to have a quiet offseason. Even if it's not Garrett. Even if it's not Garrett, I still feel like they find their way to something that gets people ready to go, like, all right, this team is different. This team is better. This is the team that can finally topple the Chiefs.
As we get further and further away from it, is anybody else finding, listen, 13 seconds exists in its own universe, this Chiefs loss to be a little bit more annoying? You getting, because they got walloped. They got...
Well, they lost by three.
No, I mean the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yes, yeah.
The Chiefs got historically bludgeoned in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was part Philly, but it was a lot about how they were not adequate.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills, we had a first caller, first hour, say, a first-round pick in 2 seconds and $120 million defensive. Yeah. You spent a ton on your defensive line and didn't have any horses to do what they did? Like, it's not for lack of trying. It's just, it is a little sticky with me when I think about, I can't believe you got beat by that team that was clearly so beatable.
How is it that is that the most common thread of all of these seasons? That it's not like the number one thing, but it feels like every year we've been able to sit here after they've lost a playoff game and say, yeah, their defensive line kind of stunk. Why didn't it look better?
Yeah.
Like the Bengal game, of course, with
which was
three
against
backups. The Chiefs just now, after seeing the Eagles steamroll them the next week after the 13 seconds game where they couldn't get near Mahomes except on the first drive where he ran around them. I almost wonder if there is more of like a defensive coaching element to it more than just. Is it possible that these players every time at that position fail in those spots? Or is there something deeper? Is there a deeper reason for that? That comes to like your scheme being, you know, recognized right away and teams knowing how to stop it. I don't know. Just I get to a lot of defensive coaching quicker than I do for personnel when it comes to their defense over the long haul here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Make some calls in. Silas in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. Morning.
All right. With the draft coming up, I agree with you with what you're saying. We do need to take a big splash. I don't know necessarily that it needs to be Myles Garrett. I think grabbing a Max Crosby for the package that everybody keeps talking about for a Myles Garrett, which would be 2 first-round picks and potentially a early day three, maybe late day two pick, would be bigger than anything the Raiders are going to get for him. They still need a quarterback. This is not a great quarterback draft. I think if you get ahead of it, Bean gets ahead of it, that's somebody they could look at. And then you attack the draft, and I don't think you need a difference maker at defensive tackle. That's what Ed Oliver is supposed to be. You just need somebody that's going to make sure he doesn't get double teamed all the time. So find a guy that's 320 pounds, 6'4", bigger, that's athletic with long arms, that's going to win if he consistently gets single covered against some of these more elite teams. The other thing a lot of people are not talking about is cornerback. Kyra Elam's terrible. And the guys behind him, Corey Couch, you know, Jamarcus Ingram, cool stories and all, but yeah, we probably need to go and grab a couple of guys in a draft as well to go and play boundary corner. I like the kid Dorian Strong out of Virginia Tech. You know, there's some other guys, Melo Dotson from Kansas. There are guys that can play the zone system and not get completely embarrassed and de-pantsed in man coverage. So, I mean, those are the areas for me. And then if we're talking running back, Dylan Sampson out of Tennessee, 5'11", 190. He's supposed to run low 4.3s. He is a house call if you miss a tackle, even more so than James Cook. I don't know about how patient he is. I know he can't block either, so we're not losing anything there. And he comes from a spread offense. So thank you guys for what you guys do. We're covering the Buffalo Bills and bringing out good content. And I'm going to continue to make Ravens fans cry on Twitter. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Silas. You know, you start to get into the secondary there. I do think the secondary is in for a very large overhaul. Very big. And how many new faces there might be.
Could their corner room be like just Benford and Ingram coming back?
Yeah.
And Johnson.
And as starters, you know.
So three new corners?
Rapp probably starts. Bishop, I wouldn't be convinced that he starts. Hamlin will not start, right?
Hamlin's probably gone.
Yeah, the secondary is just going to be a different group. And
Over under, though, 1.5 different starters in the secondary?
Over.
You would say over? Because I would say under.
I mean, Douglas is one.
Douglas is one.
And there's no other new starter?
Not in the secondary.
I think there will
be. That comes down to then if you think Bishop is starting or not.
Yeah.
Because I think he is.
I think they'll go get somebody. I think they'll spend money. I think they'll go in they'll really attack it. I mean, if you want PFF grades, the Bills' safeties were bad. And listen, this kind of gets to the point about all in. It's whether it's Cole Bishop or Keon Coleman. If you want to say they believe in their growth process, that's great. If that happens, that's great. You can't count on that. You are in Josh Allen's year 29 season. It is time to go get it. And it is too much, in my opinion, too much of a gamble to say, we think Keon and Cole will be ready for this. Because if they're not, now it's the trade deadline and I'm going to work to try and bolster it again. And the Bills should be, this offseason, locking up as much as they can, any spot that they can, improve any spot. It's a year in transition is a year where you think, let's see how our young guys come along.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't do as much to, whatever, convince you they can do the job, then absolutely sign somebody in front of them. Sign somebody ahead of Cole Bishop. He doesn't have to play for you. I'm not convinced he can play that spot. He could be a run-supporting third safety sometimes if they want to play that three-safety system. But right now, like, I don't know. I wouldn't have a ton of faith in that. I definitely don't think they should just rely on Keon Coleman to be the number two receiver that they want. Think of it this way. Think of how slowly they brought Gabe Davis along. Davis was down the depth chart for 2 seasons.
Yep.
And then in the third season, they decided it's time to lean on him the rest of the way. And that was probably a mistake for 2 more years. Coleman, they're going to just turn it over to him in year 2 when he did less than Davis? I just wouldn't do it. I'm not burying him, but making sure that if he's out there, it's because he's beaten out somebody good rather than just, you know, watching Mac Hollins out-snap him because Hollins is a nice surprise.
Bishop, though, I feel like they might just think... I mean, there's evidence of this, isn't there? That they are very good at developing defensive backs.
Yes.
They're very good at that. And I don't believe that they're going to never start a second-round pick. Like, he was okay when he got in there at the end of the year. He was not good at the beginning. But there was stories about him growing as the season went on when he had to play when Hamlin was hurt against Detroit and New England and the Jets. I just can't see them punting on that pick. Like, they have to give it a shot. If Javon Holland wanted to come here and like his agent made it clear like he would want to come here, then I don't want to say no to that because maybe there's a way to find a role for Bishop that isn't just your starting safety. But what is safety? Safety in the league is generally more a position that is replaceable. Is not one that I usually have to go all out investing in. That's not really how the Bills have operated because of Hyde and Poyer, right? They've had two elite guys almost the entire time they've been here. But I kind of want to reset that position into, no, just plug two guys in. If I've got Myles Garrett and my defensive line is great and I've got a great corner in Christian Benford and a great nickel corner and I got a great linebacker, like, I don't need two amazing. I don't need an amazing safety. I think just give me two guys.
No, I think that's the wrong. I just totally disagree. Shouldn't the entire idea be about getting as many great? They should be hunting great.
But yes, they should be hunting great. It might be hard to do. But I would rather be hunting great in another position where I'm replacing, you know, Dwayne Carter or AJ Epenesa rather than a guy that I'm think we have no idea if he's good or not. Like maybe he is good.
Well, I'm looking at the. It's funny if you
Bishop.
Bishop. If you dig into the history of the Bills' second round picks under Bean,
yeah,
I mean it's pretty rough. It is.
I mean, Cook is pretty good.
Cook is good, but of all the positions where you would think you can get a guy that can play, a second round running back can probably play. You might be better off using that somewhere else,
right?
But second round picks under Bean, you know, first off, we tack Deion Dawkins on Whaley, right? He's the GM at that time.
Yeah. McDermott, at least.
McDermott, yeah, sure. McDermott. But Tre'Davious White, Bean's not here. Since Bean showed up, their second-round picks are Cody Ford, A.J. Epenesa, Boogie Basham, James Cook, Osiris Torrence, Bishop, and Coleman. Torrence is good. He plays.
Sure. Yep. He's starting guard.
After that, how much I mean, Cook is a great running back, but again, like you can get running backs a lot of places. Is that not a spot where it feels like, man, why are they just falling short? Why is the roster a little bit of a mess? Why are they signing free agents? It's because their second round is not really returned what it probably should.
That's fair. That's fair.
And that's to say nothing of the first round. The first and second round picks, you might make this an anti-trade for Myles Garrett point. It's really time to get something out of them. And this year's draft class, here's another point to be made about this. This year's draft class, how much did this last draft class affect them on the field this year, especially the playoffs? Here's a point about Garrett. Here's a point about what you should be picking. Your draft class this year, of course, Coleman, Bishop, Dwayne Carter, Ray Davis, Cedric Van Pran Granger, mm-hmm. Eddie Ulofosio, Javon Solomon, Tylan Grable, Daquan Hardy, Travis Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
What contribution was there in the AFC Championship game from those players?
Nothing. Not a single thing.
Nothing.
Yeah, no.
And that doesn't mean, you know, the draft class is worthless or anything. These players might turn into bedrock pieces going forward. But I'm in a mindset to say I need to affect my franchise immediately. Right now, I need immediate returns. And if this draft class grows and starts to do that, that's great. But the 2025 offseason has to be an offseason about immediate returns. Fair?
Yes.
Not even just the draft, but free agency.
Yeah.
Free agency this year was, what, Mac Hollins, Curtis Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Free agency. It was quiet.
Did they do anything?
Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Right, yeah.
Chase Claypool.
Oh, Chase Claypool. Remember that? Remember the Chase Claypool hype spring that we had last year? Did they bring in a lineman? Who was the defensive lineman they brought in?
Austin Johnson.
I was going to say, I think Casey Tuhill is the guy they signed like on the day of free agency.
Yeah, like
wasn't much.
If you look at last year's offseason, Mac Hollins and a little bit of Keon Coleman and very little else in terms of what you did in 2024 that affected 2024. And the 2025 offseason needs to be that the 2025 offseason will affect the 2025 season in a very big way. That's one thing the Eagles did, right? The Eagles went out and had themselves an amazing offseason in the draft, in free agency, and got great returns on it. And that's what I'm hoping the Bills are obviously trying to do, and hopefully they can effectively do it. 803-0550, if you want to give us a call. CJ's dropped off. If you want to call back, CJ, we'll get to your phone call. Anybody else? The chat on YouTube is going nuts. There's a lot of hot takes in here, including that we should be wearing suits.
We should wear,
who knows?
We should be wearing suits?
I've decided that...
I mean, I'll wear a suit for like draft day or something. It's got to be an event. It's got to be an occasion, right? Just wear a suit to wear a suit.
This is where, I don't know if we're allowed to say it yet, but we're having more draft parties. Last year's draft party, they traded out of the first round, and we survived. It was okay. It was hilarious. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny in the moment.
Let's all get
together. People were very mad.
Let's get together for the first time since COVID. You know, 300 people celebrate the draft. Hooray. Trade out. See you tomorrow. You know, we'll see how it goes this time.
The moment that KC logo popped up on that screen, there were hundreds of angry people just ready to. They were mad. Very mad. There's nothing that could happen this draft that would make people more mad than that, right? In the moment.
Drafting a running back.
Ooh. You're telling me the reaction... There would be a worse reaction if they picked, you know, Trayvon Henderson,
yes,
the running back from Ohio State, than there was last year when the Chiefs logo popped up and said pick is in, where the Bills were supposed to be picking?
If Bean were to trade with the Chiefs again, granted, it would be two spots.
It would be hilarious.
Right?
It would be... I would feel like he's just trolling everybody. He's not going to trade with them again.
Whatever.
I guess actually by his logic, he could. If they come, hey, we'll trade up from the fourth to the third round if you drop down two spots. Oh, yeah, you like this? You like some guy? Go ahead, take the pick.
803-0550. Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock. The Sabres getting back to practice. And the Four Nations Finals on the way tomorrow night. We'll talk to Lindy, his thoughts on the Four Nations. What he's seen, you know, from Dahlin, from Joki Haru, and... what he thinks about, you know, the whole format, the whole tournament, how it's been. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550 on WGR.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
If your doctor tells you your physical is turned up in arrhythmia, a rhythm disorder in your heart, that might cause it to skip a beat right then and there. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbiziero explains the biggest concern is, like a realtor says, location, location, location.
And arrhythmias are geographically specific. So it depends on where we are in the heart. In a normal heart, in a young, otherwise healthy patient, there are abnormal arrhythmias that can occur, most common of which is called supraventricular tachycardia. These are abnormal circuits based on the electrical anatomy. They are not life-threatening. They can be life-annoying, and they usually occur in the top or middle part of the heart.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.